Margaret.
Hello, Scotty.
Yes.
Yeah, Scotty, I'd just like to know why you seem to think that that women should be tied to a sink while men are out working all day and shouldn't have a career if they've got children.
Well, I mean, having children is a career.
That's correct. Huh?
Right. Well, what are you on about? They've got a career, they've got children, they've got the law. The women don't know when they're well off.
They can go out and work as well as have children.
Well, that's a stupid thing to do. They can't look after the children.
Oh, I can look after my children. I work.
What do you do? Does it mean going out the house and leaving the children?
That's correct, huh?
Well, you're not looking after them then, are you? Don't be silly.
Do I look after my children?
Hey, no, you don't. You're virtually neglecting them.
No, I'm not. I'm out there working to try and give them things that I can't afford to give if I wasn't working.
You're out there working to get yourself fancy stockings and tights.
Oh, I don't think so, Scotty. No.
You're very selfish.
No.
You're very, very selfish. I'll bet you haven't put a penny of what you've made at your work to the kids. It'll all have gone in yourself.
No, I don't work for myself, Scotty. I want to give my children things that other friends have got and otherwise didn't have them.
Nonsense. That's pure greed.
No, that's not good, Scotty. You're just against women out having a career.
If you want to give your children, right, the best, then you should give them a mother's love.
But I give my children the best.
No, you don't. You're not even there for them.
I give my children the best.
You're not even there for them. You're a terrible mother.
I'm always there for them.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm not. I'm actually ashamed of myself.
You should go and apologise to the children right now.
Well, just put this way, Scotty. Right? With the fellas out all day working, he's not there for them.
No, I know. Well, at least you should be there. Otherwise, these children have no parents at all.
No.
What about the children's rights? Have you never thought of that? You're so interested. You're so interested in yourself, you don't even care about the wee ones.
I do care about my kids.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're not interested.
I do. You just don't think women should be out working.
Children.
No, you just think women should be left in the house.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Of course. What do you mean, that's hit?
That's the very finest thing.
You've been entrusted with the finest duty in the world, bringing up the next generation, and you want to go out glass collecting and packing boxes or something, and you're turning round telling me that that's a career. You should be ashamed of yourself. The man is not the children's mother. Has that escaped your notice? What do you mean it doesn't make any notice? What do you mean it doesn't make any difference?
You're so responsible for the children, for having the children.
You're the one that should be responsible for nurturing them.
Oh, no, equal.
You
should be equal.
Are you denying nature?
I'm not denying nature.
A mother's bonding with her children. You'd let your children be brought up with anybody rather than you.
You're so damn selfish.
You want to take it down. You must be the worst mother in God's earth.
I'm not the worst mother.
You must be.
I must be because I want to bring them.
Well, why would you rather go out to work than bring up your kids properly?
Because I want to give my kids things that I can't give them if I wasn't working, and that's selfish.
Like computers and flashing trainers and all that rubbish?
I give them all that.
So we out to get all that rubbish instead of giving them your love.
I give them my love.
How can you give them your love when you're not even in the house? Are the kids supposed to be telepathic?
When I'm not in the house, my kids are well looked after.
And who's looking after them?
My mother looks after them. And my husband looks after them.
So you had them and you gave them to your mother.
I didn't give them to my mother. I didn't give my children to anybody.
No, you do. You've just handed them away to your mother and your husband. Anybody that's passing.
You want to go glass collecting in a pub.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
The reason
you're so annoyed with me is because I'm telling the truth.
I'm not annoyed with you. You just don't like women.
I don't like women. I love women.
Provided they're in the right place
and provided they play with a head.
The trouble with you is
you couldn't care less about your kids.
You just think women should be in the house all the time, their kids, and that's it.
Well, why not?
Because that is the way.
That's an honour and a privilege. But no, you'd rather go down some pub or pack banana boxes or something like that.
I don't go down no pub.
Right, what do you do then?
What kind of thing do you do?
I'm not bringing you down, dear.
You're telling me that I'm a bad mother.
No, well, you are.
I'm not a bad mother because you'd rather go out working
than look after your children.
What kind of woman abandons their children like that?
What do you mean you've got to go? How dare you? How dare you expect me to swallow that kind of nonsense?
So you expect me just to... to not going to work, just depend on the state to keep my kids. That's what you'd want me to do.
Even depend on the state. Is you've got your husband there.
Uh-huh.
How greedy are you wanting to be? You're keeping some man out of a job because of your own selfish attitude.
Because I'm keeping some man out of a job. There you go again.
Well, that's what you're doing. Why don't you admit it? You couldn't care less about anybody. You couldn't care about unemployed men. No, you don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit about anybody.
You may as well admit it, lovey. You don't give a shit about anybody.
I do give a shit about things.
The kids, you couldn't care less. You'll get them up in the morning, throw some breakfast down them, await your mother's.
Is that right? That's all you're interested in. I don't do that.
Why did you even have kids if you weren't going to look after them properly?
Because I wanted kids.
Oh, you wanted them,
and then they're just some plaything like a computer, aren't they?
I did want kids, but I'd rather have sent them back now.
Send them back.
Well, you don't care about them.
I haven't sent any of my kids back. I love my kids.
Well, you're not showing it. You're a funny way of showing it. Up in the morning. Cheerio, kids. Mummy doesn't want to know you.
That's a lot of rubbish, Scott.
You may as well admit it,
darling.
The simple fact is because you think I'm doing a man out of a job.
That's the simple fact. You'd rather have all men working and no women working.
Until you've got the men. So that other children can get a chance.
Women have as much right to work as a man has.
What do you mean, right to work? Are you suggesting that women that bring up the children in the home are not working? Are you suggesting that?
That's a full-time job in itself.
Why not stick with that instead of going glass collecting?
It's not getting you anyway. It's not getting you money in the house to keep your kids.
No, it's not. Well, you're not keeping your kids. There's no point in even having the kids if you won't stay and look after them. What kind of juvenile delinquents are they going to grow into?
My kids won't grow into anything like that.
That's what you're telling me, but
you're not there to look after them.
They don't have their mother. You're depriving them. No, they don't. You've deprived your children of their mother. Now, why don't you admit it?
I'm not admitting something that I know is not true. I'm not depriving my kids of their mother.
Look. Your kids are not with you when you're at work, are they?
No, they're not.
So, you've deprived them of the mother's love.
They're not with my husband when he's at work.
No, but I mean, that's a different thing altogether.
There's a different set of bonding.
Excuse me, wait a minute. Shut your gob a second. There's a different set of bonding between fathers and mothers. It's the mothers that the umbilical cord is attached to the child from. Have you missed that out?
That's correct.
Right.
Once you've popped them out,
what do you want to do? Oh, I think I fancy going out and leaving the kids.
I wonder who I could dump them with.
Oh, I've managed to dump them with my mother. Great. That gets me out of responsibility of looking after them.
Oh, I've still got responsibility. No, you've not. You couldn't care less.
If you loved your children and you cared for them, you'd stay at home and look after them.
That is a load of rubbish.
That's fact, and you well know it. And you don't like the truth. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And you don't like the truth.
Have you kids your own?
Of course.
Well, then.
And you don't like the truth.
It's fact. I've told the truth, and it's upset you because
don't give us that crap. What I've done is I've pricked your conscience.
You've not.
I've pricked your conscience, and you thought to yourself, my God, the man's absolutely right. I have abandoned my children to go glass collecting in some pub.
I'm not abandoning my children. My children are all right when I'm at work.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because I know they're in good hands when I'm at work.
But they're not in their mother's hands.
No, they're not in their mother's
hands. You've deprived your children of their mother. I hope you're proud of yourself. Nikki.
Hello, Scotty.
Yeah.
I think you're nothing but an arrogant bastard.
I think you're an idiot.
You really are.
I think you want to stick your head up your backside and blow your nose till the pressure equalises.
Yes, and you do it all the time. That's what you should do, really.
So why don't you do that, Nikki? Stick your head up your backside.
No, I'll not stick my head up your backside. Because I'll tell you, you're an idiot.
You're nothing but a big... You're not sticking your head anywhere near me, I'll tell you that.
Stand you.
You're an idiot. Scotland. Stick it back.